Duke, chill out, man.
Dude, you're getting his brains everywhere.
All of the blood.
It's in my mouth.
Please stop.
Oh my god, Infogarsh is dead.
Viewer warning, use of violence, profanity, rude humor, and a portrayal of drug and alcohol use. Welcome to Dummies with Dice, a Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast that follows four not-so-average dummies of our world that get caught up in a magical storm and are transported to the world of Dungeons & Dragons, where they must survive and try to find a way back home.
Hey guys, Ryan, R1. I'm playing as Archie Ortiz, the 76-year-old MMA gym owner. He's also the monk of the group. Fun fact about Archie, he is at the age where he can no longer trust a fart.
Hey everybody, Ryan Tucker here, R2. Here I play as Flea Stick Sock Jelly. I'm the Hobo Trash Master Cleric of the group of the god Rumpke. I'm MacGyver of all things trash and garbage. Fun fact, I only date trashy women.
Hey, Nate here. My character's Duke Crystal. He's a 32-year-old drug addicted level 4 barbarian of the group. Fun fact about Duke, his first psychiatrist committed suicide.
Jesus. Hey, I'm Kelly Lee. I play Miss Muffin. She's a crazy cat lady, level 4 rogue. Fun fact, Miss Muffin often sneaks her cat's treats for herself.
God.
Treats?
How's about the liver flavor?
She said, I want to be more like
tuna.
My name is Tristan Hayes, and I am the Dummy Master, and my fun fact is that the unicorn is the national animal of Scotland. I don't know how they got there.
The unicorn?
Seriously? Yes, the unicorn.
That's true.
That is a true. That's a true story.
I'm looking
at it. I guess, yeah, fun fact.
Fun fact.
So William Wallace should have been riding the unicorn.
Yeah.
Yep.
So the unicorn's real. That's what I'm hearing.
Like the rhinoceros.
Where we left off, with Duke Crystal's violent outburst of murder and destruction on Orktagon's body.
He killed fuckers.
The goblins and the orcs are all screaming and running and freaking out and going crazy because their leader just got killed. So there's a lot of panic happening in this area. You guys are in the fighting pit still as everyone runs and loses their shit. There are a few orcs that stand at the door. And they're like smacking and throwing shit at the goblins as they're running out the door. And they're like, you are supposed to stay and fight. Just because Orktagon's dead doesn't mean that we all leave. But they haven't fully engaged you guys yet. They're kind of just standing at the cave mouth waiting. So what do you guys like to do?
Obviously finish
actually,
them
actually, I'm
off.
Sorry. Not what would you guys like to do. Duke, make me constitution safe. From the sword sucking your life essence.
You're going to die.
Crit fail?
Oh my god. Yep. Are you serious?
He's
okay,
dead.
So, the sword starts like laughing maniacally. It's like, oh Duke, that felt good, and you feel your hands like grip to it, and it's almost like you feel little needles stabbing your hands as you fall to your knees, and you lose 4 maximum health points. So your maximum HP will drop 4 points. Ooh. And you are stuck right now in a state of, like, your body is it's frozen. Like, it's failing. It's not frozen. It's failing you. So it's like, what you try to do now from your actions until you're able to kind of, like, re-get yourself standing, mm-hmm. might have different outcomes from what you're trying to do.
Okay.
So, know that. Your body isn't fully, you aren't in full control of what you're doing because you're, like, so fucked up right now. Like,
nice. But yeah. Only 4 damage, right?
Yeah, 4 max. 4 maximum HP. So, like, your maximum HP number will drop 4.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
permanent number.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Because it's got, like, a permanent, like, leech on you right now.
Well, why wouldn't he want me stronger?
No. He'll just find someone else to do the killing after you're gone.
Wrong. He ain't drank like this in years.
Man's got a problem.
Man's got a problem.
He kills me off. He'll be thirsty.
Okay, so that happens. Anything else any of you would like to do?
Resurrect Fuckars again.
Fuckars is... He's fried. You can smell him from down in the pit. From the lightning blast.
I want to search the main dude.
Main dude, Orktagon?
Yeah.
Okay, give me an investigation.
or perception.
When he gets a bad roll, I'm doing it too.
I'm doing perception. 6 plus 6 or 4.
6 plus 4?
10.
Okay, so you don't really find much on. You find like 910 copper pieces. That's all you're finding right now. So, yeah. Anybody else wants to search him? I'll let you get one more search on him. Duke, you're going to search?
Yeah. Uh-oh. Let's see if I just keep butchering his corpse.
Okay, let's go. 15?
15?
Plus anything?
What are you basing it off of?
Perception or investigation?
So 17 off perception.
17? Okay. Okay. You're safe. You find 541 silver pieces, 66 gold pieces, and then you find 9 like little like jewelry gem type stuff. It'll be 50 gold pieces each of the 9 gems.
Okay.
And you find 2 potions of greater healing.
Where'd you find this, Duke, in his keister?
In the gooch pouch.
How many of the healing?
2 potions of greater healing.
Okay.
I mean, this is a war chief. This is a war chief of an orc and goblin camp. So, I mean, right. He was carrying some good gems and some monies and
one more question.
Yes.
You said 541 silver pieces. Yes. Right? What was the other currency?
66 gold pieces, okay. And then Fleastick found some copper pieces. He found 910 copper pieces.
Okay.
So he's got those.
Did he have a right hand man?
No, not that you know of. All you saw was just the orcs you kind of fought in the area. Actually, you know what? Roll a history check. Roll me history. See if you can remember seeing anybody up there when you were being kind of like drugged through.
14.
14 plus anything in history?
No, 15 minus 1.
Oh, okay. So you do remember seeing like an orc standing next to him, but you don't remember anything of like, you know, resemblance or like value to him. You don't remember anything about him. Okay. But you do remember seeing an orc standing to his side. Anything else you guys want to do in this place? Time to dip out of the fighting pit, or you want to keep in searching anything, do anything else? You know that there's like 3 orcs kind of standing up at the cave mouth, like, I mean, just kind of yelling at goblins that are running and stuff.
Me and the sword probably have the same idea. Just slaughter every goblin or any living creature that's not our party in this facility.
So you guys are going to go up and kind of move towards the cave mouth where the 3 orcs are standing?
Anywhere there's meat to be cut down.
Okay, Duke, are you going up first then, since you were kind of the one wanting to slaughter?
I'm sure the sword's probably leading the front.
Okay, so, so as you climb the ladder, your like, sword comes up first, and all they see is, like, the sword in your hand, and then, like, Duke climb up, and it's, like, his white shirt is now red, like, his hair's red. Roll me an intimidation, just out of this.
I'm proficient.
I don't know.
10 plus 4, 14.
Okay, so they all are, like, standing there, and they're like, hey, you get the fuck, all right, you know what, fuck this, and they all just take off running out, because, you intimidated them with the power of that fucking sword. Ryan.
Do I chase?
Touching feet. Do you chase?
I don't know. That's up to you, I guess.
Wait, hang on. No, you do not chase.
I'm sure my legs are longer.
Yeah, you're able to keep kind of your composure right now of what you're wanting to do, unless you want to fucking chase them. Do you want to chase them? If you do want to chase them,
how
that's
hard
you.
Are they running?
They're running. They're running pretty good. But if you want to do this, you can catch them. Yes.
Nah,
let them run. Okay.
That sounds tiring.
All right. The orc's kind of like running. You see like sweat. And he's like, the back one's like, I think the one's gonna chase us. I think he's coming with the sword. And he looks back and he like sees you standing in the cave mouth. He's like, oh, he's not. We're okay. Just keep running. Okay. So you guys, anything you want to do here now that there are no enemies or immediate threat that you know of?
I want to go over to where the throne place where the big dude was sitting.
Okay.
See if he got any loot.
Just perception then?
Yeah.
Perception or investigation, I guess, depending on how you're going to do it.
Oof. 5?
No, you don't see anything.
There's a chair.
Yeah, there's a throne there that somebody probably sat on. All right.
Moving on. That's what thrones are for.
Okay. Anything else you want to do over there? There is a dead body of a fuck horse.
I know. I was going to ask, maybe...
Should we bury the
fuckers? Kiss him goodbye?
Maybe check him for anything, but he got fried.
So use his guts for a bow string?
You can bury the fuckers if you'd like to do that. You have a cleric.
I feel like we should probably bury
him. Bless him or something.
Can we bury him, or will he turn to ashes when we touch him?
Can we eat his horse hoof?
No, he's fried.
Oh, his donkey. I'm sorry.
It's probably gonna be tough.
Horse and donkey meat fried taste.
Well, I mean, he can give us sustenance.
He's already cooked. I mean, yeah, he's cooked.
No.
I might grab a slice.
No.
Peel a piece of some tenderloin out of there.
He's gonna disintegrate when you touch him. He's ashes.
I don't like it. Well done.
Yeah. So Duke. Yeah. You gonna take a slice of fuckars?
How's he cooked?
No.
He's cooked. He's charred pretty
well
good.
Well done.
Like, don't
like,
eat my
like
fuckars.
It looks like a. Looks
Let me
like
get a piece of tenderloin out of there. See what
okay.
It looks like.
No.
So Duke with his sword just kind of like instilling slaughter into him. He's
delicately.
He's, right now, all that's on Duke's mind is what murder and hunger.
Yeah.
So he
Curiosity,
takes a chunk.
A lot of
flabbergasted.
Yeah, he tastes good. Honestly,
fucking
he tastes good. So
you evil.
Who else could
you
say that they
bitch.
Ate a half donkey, half man that was cooked by lightning?
Does that mean you're half cannibal?
Well, he's not human technically. So.
He ate the donkey half. Well,
there's literally nothing I can do to
it's
stop this.
He ate the donkey half, so I'm
yeah,
gonna say he's not
yeah.
cannibal yet.
People don't have tenderloins like that.
It's not cannibal
right
yet.
Yeah, I'm not eating his face meat. I'm just human face. Things.
You sure you don't want to try?
I mean, I can wear his face if that's what we want.
Okay, so
he'll remember it that way.
Now that you've done that, is there anything you want to do with fuck ours, or are you just leaving him
I'm
there?
Satisfied.
Or?
After he just ate a piece of him, I say, yeah, just leave him there.
Yeah.
Let's just stick him on the throne.
Hey, I'm gonna carry him with me for the rest
actually,
of my days.
Actually, we could put Fulgars on the throne and let him have his victory and
yeah,
his
I literally
death.
Have a piece of him with me.
Yeah.
So you
for at least
8 hours
until you shit it out.
Well, the nutrients will stay within me somewhere.
Yeah, that's what he wanted.
His life provided
he help
me
his
life.
Friends fuel life, fuel them. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you guys going to head back to Darkhaven or... Anything else you want to do in this place? You gotta head back to your whole hometown and see if everybody's alive still from the attack.
Is there any other paths nearby other than the
is
one
there? Is
there
any stuff we can check out on the way? Like, I want to explore
is there any
bit.
Curious foot trails?
Roll perception. You can probably see lots of foot trails of like where the goblins and stuff.
I'm talking
like
beaten
spread,
down.
But like no, there's kind of like the one path because where you guys are is like that quarry area that went down into it, like your path led up to it from Darkhaven. But
okay.
There is more to explore if you'd like to do that.
Yeah.
Or if you want to go back
I'll do
and
a perception
get your...
roll, see if I see anything that sticks out, I guess.
Okay.
14?
Not enough that you'd probably be able to track like a specific one because
mm-hmm.
there was a lot of people that ran out of that place. So there's footprints like everywhere.
True that.
There is a path like heading back towards Darkhaven. You can go the opposite way, but as of now, it looks like that there's only one beat off trail that goes through the wood and into Darkhaven.
Guess we kind of wander around here a little bit.
You can wander, or you can go back to Darkhaven, see Lilith, what she's got going for you and whatnot, or you can do as you please. What would you guys
see
like
what
to
anybody
do?
Anybody else wants to do?
I want
to
do as I fucking please.
Well, Lane doesn't.
What do you please?
I want exploration.
Well, okay. Would you like to roll perception on it? Like,
perception
what, are you
what?
What are you looking for? What are you looking for?
We want to go on an adventure.
Go on an adventure.
Which direction is what we're looking for?
So you got, when you come off this little area you're in, there's a trail that's going back towards Darkhaven and a trail going the opposite way. So you can choose to go that way or you can choose to go back to Darkhaven.
Opposite way.
To see
opposite
anything.
Way.
Okay.
Opposite way. Who cares
Works
about
for me.
Darkhaven? We're over them days.
Well, we're going to go back
never.
Eventually.
And so you're never going to find out what's in that dungeon.
We're going to kill whatever. We're going to take the loot keys.
We will
loot
them.
But we can do a little adventure.
Okay.
Go kill some wanderers in the woods and come back.
Okay, so as you guys start to exit out, you have a path to adventure. Are you going to take the path that's kind of beaten through the woods there? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so you start moving west out of the woods and you see a long trail. And this is kind of like where you guys first came out. You came out way like
more kind of northern up this like road and crossed over into the woods and well was brought up to Darkhaven by the emo chick outside, and then just really have kind of been in these woods this whole time roaming around. So would you come out there and you see like the sea, the ocean out there, and the road and the path. So the road goes north and it goes south. This is like a main used road, so like highly traveled wagons, there's people that go on it. It's not like a city road or nothing, but yeah, it's been traveled. So what would you guys like to do from there?
Run into the sea, clean off our nasty bodies.
You can do that. You can go clean in the water if you'd like to do
that. Is this a musical?
Duke needs to.
Yeah, I probably should. I'm gonna,
He's bathed in blood.
Well, I guess I'm gonna wash my old ass.
Not me, I'm trashy.
Like I say, I guess I hope
I don't. I put my stash bag in my mouth.
Good. Smart choice. Yeah. Can't lose the stash in the ocean.
No. I could hold your stash.
Your gooch?
No.
No. No. Putting your gooch pouch stash in your mouth?
Yes.
Flavorful.
It's my gooch.
Extra seasoned.
My gooch, my mouth.
Marinated.
My gooch, my mouth.
You want to put it in your mouth?
My gooch, my mouth.
No. Not my gooch, not my problem.
That's the deal. You hold it in your mouth.
I don't have a mouth.
Okay, I hold it in my mouth then.
Okay, so you guys do that. You clean off. What would you like to do then after you guys get done washing your asses?
Dry them off.
That seems logical.
Can I get a roll of it?
Yeah, go ahead. Roll a d20 and see how well you dry off.
I drank my ass.
You might get chafed for the rest of the day.
18.
Bad chafing.
18, no way. Right, you both dry off. Our asses the same.
You dry off both flopping equally in the exact same amount.
You just got those.
I just air dry up my
kind of a wet ass crack.
Yeah, yeah.
Out there, sword, in the sword in hand, bitch in the reach.
Yep, gooch bag in mouth.
I feel better.
All right.
Until I was dried off.
Anything else?
Is that salt water?
That was a good ass adventure for me.
That's a good adventure. Time to go back home.
Was that salt water or fresh water?
Salt. That was salt.
Salty.
Oh,
it's very salty.
Gritty.
Yeah. We're gonna have a chafed ass. Yeah.
Not me. I'll be fine.
It was just sweated out. We'll go south. Yes. I guess. Yeah, okay. Okay. All
right. So we're gonna head south.
Got
so
it.
As you go south, you keep hitting this main road for a long time, and you see.
Nothing.
Oh shit! I don't have this open.
I rolled a 4. I see nothing.
Una momento, por favor.
Bridge south is down.
Bridge south is down. As well.
I guess we're going back.
You guys are going back to town.
Good adventure.
Wait, are we?
No.
No. Wait, that was a joke.
Oh, rolling. No.
I rolled to see. I got a 13.
So you guys want to go south a bit from where you were and coming out of the woods. As you approach...
Yeah.
Okay, so as you approach, you see a 30-foot high hill that rises ahead of you, and its top is like too flat to be a natural occurrence. It's jutting from the grassy hilltop. It's a grassy hill... Natural currents jutting from the grassy hilltop is a row of 10-foot tall, bone-white rocks that are arced towards the stormy sky like outstretched talons. As you approach, a centaur comes walk... What are the odds? A centaur comes walking up. He goes, ho, 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 travelers. My name is Xanth. What are you guys doing through here?
First, I have to ask, is that a horse ass or a donkey ass on your back ass?
On your back ass.
He, like, looks back, and he's, like, severely fucking offended. Like, you can tell. He's like, this is not a donkey ass. This is a horse ass.
This is a horse ass.
He goes, move aside, woman. He goes, and he like, walks up to the rest of you, and he goes, what are you all doing here? What's your business?
Excuse me, no, I'm not done yet. What's your name? It can't be Flowers.
Kelly, roll a perception check.
Didn't you tell us his name?
Oh, boy, we're going to get slaughtered.
Did he tell us
She's
his name
She's about to get
already?
Kicked in the fucking head.
Yeah.
Kelly will be first to die.
7 plus 5.
7 plus 5?
Wait, no.
Don't
perception.
Sound
7 plus 3.
Even worse.
That's 10.
Okay, so,
10 flat.
You just got kicked in the face. so you got 5 damage to you.
Hell yeah.
They do call it a donkey kick for a reason.
He turned around to talk to someone else, and you snuck up behind him and started giving him attitude, and you scared him. He just got a little spooked.
Well, duh, that's what horses do.
So he goes, I am so sorry about that. You scared me. But honestly, what are you guys doing? What are you guys doing here? What's going on?
I'm here for blood donations.
he goes, okay, so... you guys have, I don't know what to do about that. And he kind of like points back towards over the hilltop and says, you see that place up there? Because there's strange witch lights that hover over that place. It's called Dragon Barrow. And at night, these like strange witch lights, they flow around. He goes, this hill is haunted by restless spirits of the dead. Because nice. Neverwinter Wood has become overrun with orcs in league with half-orc spellcasters deep in the forest. Atop a cave-riddled hill is a circle of standing stones where the evil half-orcs perform their dark rites. He kind of like, you can tell that his face is like, he's saying like, I don't want to do this by myself, but I need to go stop these guys. So he's just kind of standing there staring at you all as he tells you about all of these orcs in the woods. What do you guys say about the information he's giving you?
Slap him on the ass and say, I'll help you, partner.
Are you going to slap him on the ass?
Do it.
Are you really going to do that?
She done said it. Yes. Just do it.
Roll me a dex save.
Yes.
Because you're prepared for it this time, I'm sure.
Okay. 13 plus 4.
Okay, you don't get kicked, but he tries.
She's
I slap him and he goes, okay.
And then I say, sorry. I just really miss fuck ours, and you don't know who that is, but like, you're one of him, but a horse, but still one of him.
He goes, you mean like he had the donkey ass? Is that what you mean?
He did have a donkey ass, but I loved him.
He goes,
I don't care if it was a donkey butt or a horse butt. I loved him.
He goes, oh, God. He goes, hop, spits on the ground. And, he goes, a fucking donkey mixed with a breed. Oh, an off
It wasn't his fault.
An off
He was resurrected.
He's like, starts to like really turn his ass towards you. He's like, no! Stop. He's like, I don't want to hear from you anymore.
Yeah, I hate him.
He looks
so
back,
rude.
He
so
looks
rude.
Back to, he looks, like, here's a dude to say, I hate him. And he goes, oh, you do? Yeah, good. And he like puts up a fist bump, and he's like, please. He's
no,
like,
I ate him.
Oh, you ate him?
Oh my
god! Oh, me and Zan just
at the fist bump.
Yeah, he's got his fist up, and like as your fist comes to touch his, he's like, what? What the hell? You ate him?
Just yeah, a piece. It's his fault. He died too.
He's like seriously taken back, and he goes, honestly, guys. Have fun. And he just like walks off. He's like, I don't need any help. I don't need any help. I'm gonna go do something completely other than this.
You better join our party, I'll eat you.
Roll intimidation.
Oh no.
And you're gonna get kicked in the face.
We just want another fucker.
Let's see. 13? 13?
No.
Damn.
Worth a shot.
So he goes, you're gonna eat me. And he instantly pulled up his weapon. Roll initiative.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yes, let's kill him.
No, I don't want to kill him.
We need him.
I'm gonna eat him.
I wanted him to be my friend.
He was already leaving. We dicked around too much.
Dicked around too much.
Well, I rolled a 6.
What do I roll? Perception?
Initiative.
I mean initiative.
I rolled a 10 actually. 6 plus 4.
Okay. Oh, we're on initiative. Where is mine?
18.
I got an 18 this way. Right,
give me 1 second. So
I rolled a 14 plus 4.
16 plus 2.
Nice.
I got a 10. Well, 9 plus 1.
Oh, me too. So, well, you go first because yours was 9 plus 1. One mine was 6 plus 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't remember. Did we ever rest?
Nate, me.
No, you did not.
We had set up camp after we
butcher this horseman.
Well, at least we'll have something to eat when we set up camp.
I know. I'm going to eat a piece of him too. See, I want to know the 18. Difference. But the donkey wasn't as good.
I'm not. You're going to say him.
It's going to be tougher.
Oh. I thought you were putting us in order.
I bet the donkey was tougher.
He's probably way more barbecue.
I said that he was so offended. Like, damn, he should have been like, yeah, look at my horse ass. I would have showed it off. Jerry?
Well, now he's
going to
die.
Nice. Okay. So, what's your initiative? Start with Miss Muffin.
Mine's also an 18, but I got 14 plus 4.
Okay, so 18. Duke, what's yours?
18, but it was a 16 plus 2, so I go first.
Okay. Flea stick?
9 plus 1, 10.
Okay. Archie?
6 plus 4, 10. I go last.
Okay. All right. So first up is Duke, correct?
Yeah, obvious. Okay. Obvious.
Yeah, so the centaur is standing at you, and he's got like a big pike raised up. What would you like to do? You going to attack him?
Yeah. I'm going to try and duck under that pike and cut off his front legs with the dark greatsword.
The dark greatsword already?
Yes.
Oh my, Jesus,
oh my
god.
Okay.
He's suicidal.
Do your attack.
He's at all rest.
I shouldn't have even written down the initiatives.
No.
Well, I might miss. 13.
Yeah,
it's cool beans. Cool beans.
He's not like armored. Yeah,
his fucking legs are coming off, then front ones are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
depending on the damage you do, it might.
Alright, let's see here. 4d6 plus
full
6.
Cleavage.
2.
Full cleavage.
3. 16 damage, not much. Right. He came out alright.
Yeah, he's bad
rolls.
Yeah.
So what's he looking like?
He's alive. That hurt him pretty good. He's still good.
Missing leg, dangling leg. He hinds up on his back legs and
what'd you
his,
name, what
he's got
did
two
you
legs
do?
Of 16. Dinosaur nubs.
She's fucking lost it.
You begin.
What is it? D12, correct? For your damage back.
Okay.
There's 5 damage as the blood soaks from your body into the sword. All right. Next up is Miss Muffin.
Oh, okay. quick question: is the sword fused to my hand?
No, it's not fused to you. Okay. But when you're holding it, you feel like. The leech.
That's important. Because if it's fused to me, there I'm gonna.
You don't feel compelled to drop it, and you may have to roll to see if you want to drop it to use something else. But we'll see when we get there if your decisions happen. So, Miss Muffin, it is your turn.
I'm gonna be like, oh my god, I can't believe that just happened. I actually liked his ass, so I guess I'm gonna help.
Are you gonna help or are you gonna not attack?
I'm gonna help Duke out so we don't lose our friends to this freaking jerk.
Say she'll help the horse.
I did too for a second. I was like, you're help centaurs?
No, I'm helping. I'm helping my friends.
Okay, turning on us.
So I'm gonna freaking dash up to him and plus one dagger him right across the
plus
gut.
One. Plus one dagger him.
Plus one dagger.
16.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus 7.
Yeah.
That's 1d4 plus 5, so 1d4.
He's really strong. But
8 damage.
Usually.
To his gut. You know,
8 damage
horse
to his gut.
Would be pretty tough.
It was horse belly.
All right.
Don't cut the dinner line.
Good hit. He's like wailing. He's like, why is this happening?
Because you were an asshole.
Next up is.
Hey, he chose.
You all have gone before him, so please stay.
And he kicked me sometimes. All right.
I mean, I told him I'd eat him if
I'm going to run up. Crack him in his little horse head with
he's got a human head. Horse body.
Well, he has a huge overbite.
Crack him in his little crack him in his little horse brain.
Yeah. So Eclipse staff. And I miss probably because I rolled a 10. Wait, hold on. Wait, what's my do I get a bonus?
You
or
should have a plus with your staff.
Yeah. Oh yeah, 16.
Yeah, you hit.
Alright, cool. All right, so 1d6 plus 3, 6, so 9 damage.
9.
He dead.
No, he's still standing.
Oh, shit.
Archie, your turn.
He's just toothless.
So, I'm going to try to break his freaking ribs. Wait, his human ribs or his horse ribs, though? Because he's got 2 sets.
Horse
ribs. Damn, I have never thought of that.
Holy shit, that is true.
Does a centaur have ribs in the body part, too?
Oh, yeah, they don't have human ribs.
But they don't breathe from there, do they?
I would say it's probably just like one giant rib cage.
Are they human lungs? Are they horse lungs?
Hang on one second. We're going to look this up for ourselves and the listeners to know.
Probably both.
I mean, it's probably like, it's like a, it tapers up into the human.
Centaur's lungs. The rib cage of the upper are located in their 2 pleural cavities.
Centaur's respiratory system is similar to the gastrothorax of common trachea that splits the third or the fourth vertebrae. So the rib cage of the upper body hosts the respiratory and circulatory systems. This is where you'll find a centaur's impressive capacity of lungs. Okay, so they're in the upper body part. Okay.
Well, cool. That makes no sense. Their lungs would not be impressive.
I don't know.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so go for the human torso.
Break one of the sets of ribs.
I'm breaking the human ribs.
Okay, go for it.
They seem more important.
You're about to get fucked, brother. Oh, no, he's not.
Plus anything?
12.
12? Okay, that will not hit.
So 13.
Oh, wait, no, that will hit.
Yeah,
oh,
well, it exactly hit. Just barely,
sorry,
yeah.
Sorry, yes, that will exactly hit.
Let's fucking go.
Yes, get it.
Already. Oh, wait a minute. Which one's the 8? Shit.
I think it's this that one. Is that the 8?
Yeah,
no. Diamond
is,
diamond.
Ass.
It'll be the diamond shape.
Yeah, pyramid
like
ass.
The stereotypical diamond.
And then 12 is pyramid ass.
This one. Yep.
Yeah, this one. The standard, like, when you're a kid drawing a diamond shape.
Okay. Yeah. 8, yeah. It's got it. Diamond ass to ass.
Alrighty. What's
shame is ass to ass rib completer.
Wow. One plus four, so five.
Five damage. Big money on the scene.
He bruised the ribs. Oh, God.
He bruised him slightly. No.
Okay, so it's the centaur's turn. Who? Well, I'm just going to roll a d4 and see who he's going to attack. You literally all swarmed him.
Why is there two?
Two-handed.
Archie, he's going to attack you.
Of course.
More damage is two-handed.
He makes a multi-attack. One with its pike and one with its hooves, or two with its longbow. So he's going to smack you with his pike and his hooves.
No, he's not.
His pike attack is a 9 plus 6.
So do I get to roll twice?
Will not hit. Okay, so now he's going to swing with his pike, miss, come up, and just try to kick you in the face with his hooves.
And he misses
terribly.
The higher damage is if 11
plus 6.
Two-handed.
He hits me. Shit.
But wouldn't 1d8 plus 3 be higher than 1d6 plus 3?
I'm scared. What happened? Why'd you make that face? No! Stop!
You were going to take 13.
That would be two-handed.
Somebody murdered this fuck.
Alright, so with his round, he swung with his pike, missed, but then came up and kicked the living shit out of Archie and did like 13 bludgeoning damage, I believe.
Of course, go for the old man.
Yeah, so that was his turn. Up first now is Duke. You again.
Okay.
And he's like, I'm gonna finish
this. I'm gonna try and put away the dark greatsword.
Okay.
Greatsword.
So roll a constitution save. You got a good constitution, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Go for constitution save.
13.
Yeah, I'll say you get it. You kind of feel it like grabbing you. Like pulling off of your hand.
Hesitating to
but
put
you,
it away.
Yes, you are able to drop it and put it away.
And I'll pull out the Emerald Fury.
Okay, I believe it is an action to pull out a weapon.
It is.
Okay, alright, so that's fine. You can do that. Just so you don't die trying to use your sword. Mm-hmm. Alright, anything else? I don't know what's bonus actions, but I think you might. I don't think you have much of anything for bonus.
No, unless I'm in frenzy or nothing.
Okay. Alright, so then. Muffin. Miss Muffin. Your turn.
I'm just going to have to freaking go after him with my dagger again.
Okay, go after him with your dagger again.
Slice and dice. 13 plus 7?
Yes. Plus 7.
1d4.
Oh yeah, your dexterity went up from your level up, so you've got good hits.
7 damage. So I'm going to run up and just jab him.
Okay, how do you kill him?
Oh, snipe. It kills him.
Yes.
As I'm freaking jabbing in, I realize, like, whoa, I just stabbed him right in the heart. He just dropped.
Okay. All right. You guys killed a centaur. Good job.
Good. Fuck him.
I want to serve him. Does he have pockets?
He has a Gooch pouch.
Yeah, you can search him.
Go Everybody ahead. Has a Gooch
Investigation
pouch.
Or perception. Whatever you like.
Not everyone has a
18 plus 4.
Yeah, that works. Give me one moment and I'll tell you what you find here.
Nice.
Horse nuts.
Yes. Roasting them and
then that be some shit.
You gonna eat him?
Not the nuts.
Fear factor.
I will eat a piece of his tenderloin to compare.
So
I'll cook it first.
you weren't harvesting like him, so you were looting him.
Bookers was fried.
You find you find 19 silver pieces, and you could have his pike if you wanted.
Yeah, I'll take the pike.
Yay. So, are we deciding to camp out here?
You're welcome to if you would like to camp out here. There is the wood kind of nearby you.
So, yeah, I figured we'd just make a little camp in the woods, but I'm going to harvest for dinner.
Do you want to harvest him?
Everything man down.
Okay, so...
If it ain't got horse hair on it, I don't want it.
Harvesting?
I wouldn't feel quite right about that.
No man parts.
So give me a nature check to see if you can harvest off a good piece of this
We're going to camp here, and he said something about witchy stuff in the woods.
Huh? What'd you get?
12.
We're on the hill that he said was haunted, right?
You got a 12?
That's what I'm saying.
No, you're not on the hill. You guys are like right down, way down the bottom of the hill.
So we're not
like,
where he wanted us to go.
That was way up by the rocks.
It's like a, he said like 30 foot hill up there.
We'd have to go up the path. So if we get off the road, we'll probably.
So we'll take a good old nap, then we'll go get spooky.
So you did, you gave me a 12, is that you said? Yeah. Okay, so you find 4 centaur hooves. Like you are able to cleave off 4 of his hooves.
That's it?
Yes.
That ain't bad.
That roll. Well, I didn't realize I'm cutting some meat.
I'll roll to help Duke.
You can't tell me all the meat.
Yeah, you get some meat too. Yes, you get some chunks of meat.
Hooves.
Yes. Oh, interesting. That's good.
But you also get hooves.
I'll throw them in my bag. They might be worth some.
Horse hoof soup.
Yeah, you can make some glue.
Yes, you can make some glue.
Centaur soup or centaur hooves.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Could be magic spell shit involved. Maybe run fast.
Maybe you can grind them up.
I
have the strength of 10 horses.
So.
One horse.
Yeah, you don't really know what centaur hooves would do.
Horsepower. No, I would. I'd have to ask some specialist.
One manpower.
It would take a specialist.
Oh, it's okay. So this creature produces 27 pieces of meat, weighing a total of 108 pounds. So if you want to carry all of that, I don't know what your weight is, but you.
We're making not all of that. Yeah,
I'd say a couple pounds a person.
Yeah, that's as much as it takes maximum.
Enough for cook a meal for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take some for Hazel. You got
like a couple pieces of meat.
I ain't eating him.
Okay, you're not eating them.
What pike?
Just a regular pike. Just a regular pike.
Definitely a.
You sure you're wanting a vicious pike?
No, it was just a regular pike wielded by some centaur man who wanted to go kill some orcs, but you guys did not help him.
Well, he was rude, and he hit me.
And he gave you some information about that haunted place, trying not to use goes there, but.
And then he tried to walk away from us in a shitty way.
But you want to go rest, you say, into the woods?
Yes.
Into the wood? Are you going to long or short rest?
Long rest.
Into the thick of it.
Into the thick of it.
Into the thick of it.
Get
all
of
our shit back,
get all your guys' stuff back. That thing of the long rest. Let me roll, because you guys are in the wilderness.
Yes.
Nothing happens as you guys rest away.
That's why you get off the road.
Yes.
That's short or long?
Long rest.
Until we get full health.
Yeah. Full health. Spell slots back.
We need that if we're going to be fighting some dark magic orcs, half orcs. Kill my brother.
Well, that depends. That's not where he was pointing to.
Oh.
Where he was pointing was saying, like, hey, this place is fucking haunted. Don't go up there. And was also explaining, hey, there's also these fucking orcs over here that are causing some crazy shit over here if you want to help me.
You guys
killed his ass, so.
Don't mean we can't kill the orcs.
You can go hunt them down. You just don't really know exactly where they're at.
I'm sure we'll find them.
He said they're in the Neverwinter Wood. So you guys are in the area. You killed the ones at the camp.
We'll just torture one if we get home.
More that are in an area.
We'll find a half-orc. We'll torture.
So as you guys awake from your long rest, what is it you decide that you want to do? Are you going to advance towards the 30-foot high hillside up to the spiky rocks across the top, or back to Darkhaven, or continue on somewhere else?
I guess we'll go up the hill.
Up the hill.
Up the hill.
Jack and Jill. Okay, so as you get up top, you see that these rocks coming out that look like giant spikes or talons, almost like a spine. Like waving down the hillside. Someone give me a perception check, or whoever would be looking out here.
Who has highest perception? I got +4.
I have a +2.
+4 is pretty
good, actually.
Kelly, oh, you said plus 4. What's
your perception? Do you have good perception?
Mine is 4.
All right. Please do. Give me a roll.
15 plus 4, 19.
19?
Yep.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Perception's plus
3. So as you're walking across the hilltop, you kind of like notice one of the rocks coming out is like off-centered from the others, that it seems that it could be moved. Like it's not locked into the ground. Mm-hmm. It's like big, but like cut in the top.
Like
the
a doorway?
Almost. Mm-hmm. But it is very, very big and very heavy. So what would you like to do?
Push
that you know.
Let's push it.
You're going to push it with your hands? You're all going to just push on it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who's going to do the strength athletics? Because I'll give you an advantage from like the you team helping.
Athletics.
Okay.
I have
Duke's probably
athletics.
Got the best strength.
Yeah.
I roll for strength.
Advantage, because they're all helping.
Nice. Shit, my athletics plus 4. I didn't realize.
I don't even have strength on my skills.
What I have minus 1 strength.
18.
18?
Yes.
You push hard. You push really hard, but you don't. It like starts to do the like Thor picking or Captain America picking up like Mjolnir. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, and then it kind of like drops back down. You could tell that if you maybe just pushed like one bit higher, you would be able to push it. So I'll give you another roll if you would like, but not advantage because you guys are tired to try and push this over. Otherwise, you'll have to find another way to move this rock.
Can I try?
If we
you are not this strong.
No.
If we
Duke is the best chance to do it. You can roll again if you'd like, but you don't have advantage. What do you say?
If we both roll though, will it like add ours together because we're rushing at the same time?
No, it's the way the mechanics work is like help. So like he's gonna push, but you guys are helping him, so he gets to do it with advantage. But we're gonna go no advantage because the first one failed. You guys are like tired from pushing once.
Try one more time. That won't do it. 15.
Won't do it. Okay. Yeah, it don't do it. Any other ideas that you'd like to try with this thing? You can get creative. I mean,
let's use what you got from the centaurs.
I'm gonna let's use my pike to lever it up.
Yeah, leverage.
Okay. So yeah, give me strength with advantage. Go ahead.
Is that wisdom?
Go ahead. Strength advantage.
Strength roll.
Athletics. You can do that. I'll do athletics. That's you like athletics. Trying to like lift something up. Yeah.
All right. That'd be a 19 plus.
There you go.
4.
You got it. So as you guys are all leveraging and like shoving down on the pike, the pike bends like hard, but then the rock kind of starts to leverage and flip off, and you see an opening that leads down into some tunnels.
And the rock goes down the hill and destroys the village.
Yes, and the rock goes down the hill, and you just hear like some screams. Some
corpse.
Yeah, you hear some screams from like animals in the woods. As that falls over, you see the opening beneath the rock, and it's got like a 2-foot wide spiral staircase with flagstone steps that descend down. Would you like to
run
head
down
on down?
Run down them.
Let her run down.
You're going to
down
run down them?
Whoosh.
Okay, give me a dexterity save.
12 plus 4.
Let me look at my map.
You drove all your shit. I'm the map.
I'm the map.
You fold your...
So as you you make it, you start running down. As you start running down, you get to like almost the bottom of the steps, and you see three like little light beings come out of the wall, and they're like making like little like flying away, and then they take off down the path around you. There's a like a circular room around the staircase exit, and each one goes different paths: north, south, west, and east.
I'm just like, oh my fucking god, guys, get down here faster! There's things down here we have to chase.
They all just come running down. Follow the ghosts.
Fast walk.
Or the whatever.
Fast walking.
Oh, fast walk down. Okay, good.
Yeah. Archie running down those stairs.
You're able to go down the stairs easily. Okay, so what do you guys want to do from here? So, as you step out of the staircase, east, there is two doorways that kind of converge to the same point, a path going that way. There's a south path going downward,
And then there is a path to the west that is kind of the same as the other sides, with two doorways that converge on the same point and a path that goes north. You're in like a circular room where the stairs came out, down the middle of the room, and then you guys are in like an outer circle of that.
Nice.
So, where would you like to explore? You saw the creatures that flew. One went north, one went east, and one went west.
So they're I'll anywhere.
You're gonna go north? Are you guys splitting?
No, I want to stick together.
Yeah, I want to stay. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Stick together, or we're gonna die.
I mean, you can always move toward the other person. Yeah. You won't be an initiative technically until you arrive.
Yeah, you can split if you want. Do you want to do a split party to. And search this dungeon?
Cool. We'll just follow don't want Duke. To.
Okay. All right.
Duke's going north either way.
So, Duke, you see this this creature like floating there like into the hallway, and it's like ooh. Like you just hear like these little sounds like coming from it, like it's like kind of like trying to like
cutesy,
yeah, being cute. What do you advance?
Well, of course. You could be like, ooh, to you, what are you doing?
Do I sense any traps?
Make a perception check.
8.
No. You think it looks fine. Like, you think the hallway looks fine, that the thing is looks like it's trying to lure you back down this path. But sure. It's...
I follow.
You follow? Okay.
I see what to do.
I'm going to follow, too.
You're going to follow, too?
Yeah.
Okay, make me dex saves with you.
Sweet.
Oh, oh no! 3 plus 4.
That was a perfect roll. Okay.
I got 7.
13.
13?
Yeah.
Okay, so as you guys are walking, like Duke, you're running up, and you know you're kind of like taking a cautious walking and looking for stuff. And Miss Muffin comes like running up behind you and like kind of trips and pushes you in the ass, and you like trip forward and stumble just a bit. But then Miss Muffin's like, "Oh, you're okay," and then steps over where you stumbled. And falls through some wooden boards and starts to fall down a little concealed pit.
Well, shit.
And, but you make it through, Duke.
Very nice.
Thanks
for the push.
Yeah, you're welcome. So... I mean, Hurry up. Hurry up.
I'm doing a lot of math here. Hang on.
Oh, you shut your fucking
fall mouth. Damage can hurt.
I land on my feet. I'm a cat woman.
3, 5, and 4. It's 12 damage. As you fall and you
gravity's a merciless
you
pitch.
Fall and you kind of it's not a super deep pit, but it's only 10 feet deep. But
it was unexpected.
You fall and you kinda like hit your arm and shoulders off of the wall as you fall a bit, and then you land on 2 swords that were sticking up and they gave you
swords. Damn.
Pierced me where?
Bungee pit. It was a fucking bungee pit, so you fell in it.
Pierced me on my hips.
So you got you had if you want specifics, you had 3 bludgeoning and 5 and 4 piercing damage.
Did they put poop on the swords like bungee sticks?
No.
No, there was not poop.
No.
Let's roll for it. Let's roll to see if there's poop on
there. Them swords.
So yeah, Kelly, or Miss Muffin, you did that, but you are easily able to climb out. It's not a super deep pit.
Yeah, I'm going to climb the fuck out, obviously.
Okay.
All right. Uppy.
All right, anything else? Are you guys going to continue on? I'm guessing the rest of you are following behind them and just going to kind of hop over the trap.
Mm-hmm.
Concealed pit. Okay. Oh, you went this way.
I picked the fun paths.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, yeah. Okay, so as you guys approach through this room, you see a path split 2 ways, converge to the same room. But on both sides, there is a sarcophagi. Like, there's 1 sarcophagi Ooh. On each side, like, of the mm-hmm. side. And then as you walk past the sarcophagi, kind of looking over the room, you notice that there are the bones of a dragon that inlay... inside the wall ahead of you, like a huge bone dragon inside the wall, and its head is like half out of the wall with a long sword resting inside of its skull, like stuck in the top of its skull.
I want it.
So what would you like to do here?
Can I yank it out? Or at least attempt to. Actually, can I check the sarcophagi
I'll cover
first?
Cover him in case we get ambushed.
Okay, so you're going to go try and pull it out?
Can I check the sarcophagi first?
Oh, yeah, you can. Go ahead. Investigation.
Alright. Do I have to... Wait, hold on. Do I have to do investigation?
Yeah, just to search the inside of okay. the... Okay. Well, yeah, because this is more of like opening and like looking.
11.
Something. Perception's more of just like... 11?
Yep.
Okay, so yeah.
You find
what looks like to be a dead bard, and it's inscribed my faithful squire, and it's like you can tell that this guy was a squire of somebody important. And you find the Lute of Illusions, which is his lute.
Lute of Illusions?
Yes.
Should I check the other one, or somebody else want to check?
Other one.
Sir Cosby,
oh, yeah. Sure, I'll check one.
Okay. Give me an investigate.
Not great. Nine.
Nine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Somebody else might want to search it.
I'll search it.
What'd you say you got? A nine?
Yeah.
So if I got a 19, thing. I would've got that.
Yeah,
shit.
If you would've got a better roll, you would've gotten some better.
Someone else make another roll on too.
Yeah, you actually only find like 100 gold pieces inside this sarcophagi guy, but as you walk up, you notice that this says, it's got like, the name on it says, you find rusty armor inside as well. And it contains the moldy bones of Tanimir Alagondar.
Mold.
And then her faithful squire on the other side. So now you know her, the name of the important person.
Those bones.
Why
might need that
did
DNA.
Her bones mold?
You don't know anything about this person, but that's what the tomb says, the sarcophagi.
I take a phalange bone.
Take a phalange bone? Right. You can have a phalange bone. That's fine, I guess.
Just in case. And, yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
Nah.
Are you going for the sword?
Someone else going to search the sarcophagus that he said might possibly have some really nasty shit.
Search
real
it.
High.
I thought.
Go for it.
Which helped he was going to be upset that I would.
Yeah, but you can get a better search.
You want to search? You can.
He leaked confidential information. We must utilize.
16.
Maybe.
Yes. You will get it.
Yes.
You find a necklace. And, you find a necklace and it's like got this like gold chain around it, and it has like gold chains hanging around the bottom edge of it. And there seems to be a little orange, like reddish, almost looks like fire inside of them hanging from the necklace.
Nice.
So. Yeah, you will have to study this thing to figure out what it does before I can tell you what it does.
Constant boners.
It's called
when you wear it.
No!
We'll give it a name.
It's called Viagra.
We'll give it a name here in a little while.
So do I need to like...
Just put a necklace with orange orbs
Viola.
Or something. Orange balls.
Viagra.
You can check the one I checked. It's unchecked. A second time.
Orange.
Well, you already found some stuff. I'd say we're done checking.
Okay.
It didn't have as important things. You found the one thing it had, really. Okay, so who's going for the sword here?
Not me. I'm
weak. Who can and use a long
I'll
sword?
I'll go for
stick
it.
One and do it the most.
Okay.
That don't work.
Who wants a long sword? Well, I guess I can give it to anybody.
Yeah. But you're going to go pull it out?
Yep, I'm going to try.
Give me a strength check.
Strength. 17. 15 plus 2.
Oh, yeah. So you like pull it and you start to like feel it like break off like some pieces of the bone that it's stuck through, and like you snap it out of its head, and you like kind of come to the ground with it and you're like holding it in your hands, and this sword, it says across that Lady Alagondar's Dragon Slayer, as like someone had like runic into it. So yeah, you got that, but I just gotta pull this bad bitch up.
Cursed.
Okay. What if you lose a limb every time you use it?
That'd be horrible.
You're now haunted by horrible dreams of murderous nightmares of dragons and fire in the skies.
Well, fun fact, I'm turned on by dragons.
So it is a boner sword.
It's a boner sword.
Okay, so as you pull the sword out and you look at the sword, you feel like wind blow across the back of your neck. Make me a dexterity save.
It whispers.
It is cursed.
Cursed whispers.
Someone's whispering. Soul of dragon is trapped inside.
Oh, wait. Dex it just rolled. 17.
17? Okay, so...
I don't know if there's a plus to the dex or not. Oh, yeah. Well, 18.
So you'll take one damage as this... It looks like this wind just manifests. and it comes behind you and just like slings wind at the back of your head, and it feels like you just got punched by a brick, and it does one damage to you. Okay. As this invisible stalker appears to destroy anyone who's taken the lady's dragon slaying sword.
This episode of Dummies with Dice features Kelly Lee as Miss Muffin, Nate Chambers as Duke Crystal, Ryan Hart as Archie Ortiz, Ryan Tucker as Fleastick Sock Jelly, and Tristan Hayes is the DM. The episode is edited and mixed by Tristan Hayes. The artwork for Dummies with Dice, created by Al Sorensen, can be found on Instagram under ARCSI0. The theme song is The Intense Fiddle by Ben Caldera. When it comes to Dummies with Dice, you can find our website on rss.com/podcast/dummieswithdice and on Facebook at Dummies with Dice. Most importantly, join our Patreon at patreon.com/dummieswithdice for free or for $3 monthly to gain access to a Discord and bonus content. Come back in 2 weeks for new episodes of Dummies with Dice.